Welcome to Analogs, a podcast by the team at Figure 8 Logistics. Each episode, we'll explore the space between things, connecting ideas through the lens of logistics, always in 8 minutes or less.
I'm Paige Woodward, Operations Strategist at Figure 8 Logistics. Today, we'll be talking to Shanika Forrest, a food safety consultant, to talk more about how restaurants can practice food and human safety in today's changing food landscape and digital world. Shanika, thank you for joining us today.
So honored to be a part of it.
So from your perspective and from your point of view on the industry right now, you know, what does it mean for a restaurant to practice food safety and human safety in the current world?
I mean, so our world has totally shifted from, you know, about a year ago. However, one of the things that coming onto this call I wanted to mention was that I wanted to give a more standard definition of what food safety is. And it's pretty much routines that anyone takes in preparation, handling, storage of food to prevent foodborne illness and injury. And, you know, that's something that's close to me. Particularly because I got very sick from foodborne illness before. And I made it my life's mission to ensure that I educate and I empower people to ensure that this never happens to another human being under my watch from any one of my partners or clients.
Working in restaurants, you know, there are these boxes that you check that sometimes you're not completely sure why you're checking. What was always missing for me was like, okay, you know, an inspector comes in and cites the bartender for not labeling a container of lemons or, you know, having a drink without a lid, but explain why, right? Why is that cup affecting the health and safety of guests? That type of education is invaluable to operators. So now that the world has changed and the New York City Department of Health is adapting kind of this new relationship with restaurants, are there any best practices for food safety when delivery is the focus of the operation? You know, how can operators ensure that their food is safe and compliant when it leaves the store?
Well, the biggest point to that would be about the temperature of that product that's leaving. One of the things that I would recommend to operators to ensure that food, when it's made, packaged, it's being kept at the highest temperature possible. Of course, to ensure food quality, we don't want salmon to be held at 165, right? However, we want to make sure that everything else that's going out is at the highest temperature possible, because that food has to travel, whether that's winter or summer, there's going to be a loss of temperature. One of the things that I like to tell operators to ensure food safety, you know, in these ghost kitchens, which is now the new norm, right? And it's a great thing that's happening, is that we want to ensure that there's an organizational piece that happens in that ghost kitchen. And one thing I always tell a lot of my clients, I had a client recently in Queens, and I told him that, you know, organization is probably the first thing that I would focus on. Even though I'm here to help you with an inspection, I want to talk to you about organization, because a lot of times most food safety violations happen because of disorganization. And that's because something is out of place. Something was put where it wasn't supposed to be. Something fell into something that it wasn't supposed to fall in. And here we have a health code violation, or we have something that's unsafe and unsanitary. So I would encourage all of the operators that, you know, are running these ghost kitchens to ensure that you really have a strict organizational system, especially if it's a shared space, right? You need to know where your things are, where did you put them, and verify with some kind of checklist system as to make sure that it's there and it's in place every day.
I want to talk a bit about the idea of human safety and food safety now that COVID is really affected our industry so significantly. So I'd love to get your take on kind of, you know, what's changed as it pertains to the Department of Health and overall safety of your staff.
I think one thing with the whole change of the department, now with COVID and everyone that's trying to protect themselves, there's this major stress on hand washing. And when we really think about how to keep our people safe, what if you've ever ran any restaurant, you don't want your employees calling out. You don't want them to get sick. And it's not because you know, you just want them to be at work. It's just because you care about them as a people. So I would definitely say that hand washing is the biggest things that any operator needs to, you know, focus, get their team to focus on for their own well-being.
Now, you know, of course, public perception of restaurants have changed. You know, maybe before a guest was worried about going out and getting foodborne illness, and now we're worried about going out and contracting or transmitting COVID. How has that relationship with the Department of Health changed now that COVID is the focus of everything we do?
Well, for the great thing about COVID, well, COVID is terrible, but COVID allowed now the Department of Health to transition into a more educational system. As an operator and as a food safety consultant, this is something that we've always wanted the department to shift to, but not in the sense where they're not given great systems, but for a very long time, if you've ever ran a restaurant in New York City, it always felt like it was the health department versus the operator. And I've spoken to a lot of my colleagues about it, and we've always said that it should be more educational, right? There should be a teaching piece that happens in this inspection where the city educates people that are opening restaurants, because at the end of the day, these restaurants are helping the city, whether that be tourism or it's helping generate income. So now the health department is completely shifted into educating, where they're not giving letter grades. They're actually coming now to check to make sure that we're all doing the right things as far as preventing the spread of COVID. So they have no choice but to educate now. And I think it's possibly hurting them because they're losing a lot of money. There's no fines being given. There's no letter grade system being given. But our operators are getting a lot of knowledge on how to properly run safe restaurants.
Yeah, I definitely agree. It goes back to elementary school, right? You have to wash your hands. That's how you stay safe. But it is truly how you stay safe.
Yep.
Is by simply washing your hands. So
thanks so much for joining us, Shanika, and giving us some great insight into your world as a food safety consultant.
No problem. It was such a great opportunity to sit and talk with you guys.
Thanks everybody for tuning in. To listen to another episode of Analogs, visit figure8.delivery/nowserving.